And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Two individuals were killed after a fight that started at a football game and ended at a Circle K. Two individuals, D. Jackson and Briante Hicks, the 27-year-old son of Jonesboro Hodge head coach Terrence Blankenship, were killed after an argument spilled over into a Circle K parking lot. Also, a Downsville man was found dead outside of his residence on Mosley's Bluff Road. He died from gunshot wounds, and the homicide occurred Thursday night. Around midnight, victim's name has not yet been released. A person of interest is being sought. The Union Parish Sheriff's Office investigating that shooting. And also, another shooting happened at a football game in Thibodaux on Friday evening. The Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office received reports of gunshots in the area. Following the reports of shooting, there was a medical incident involving one of the players. But authorities say the two incidents were unrelated and there were no injuries to anyone at the football game related to the gunshots fired. At this point, officials say there was no crime scene and no evidence has been found and no victims have been identified. National Fire Protection Week is underway, and the American Red Cross is offering safety tips on how to avoid fires. Tico Fox has more.
I think most people would be very surprised to learn that there is at least one fire every night somewhere here in Louisiana.
That's Ed Bush, director of the American Red Cross of Louisiana, who says to keep your home fire safe,
first and foremost, let's make sure everybody's got a good working smoke alarm.
He suggests visiting redcross.org/Louisiana to view resources on
some of the top 10 things that we see that are problematic on how you're cooking and kind of going about your daily life.
Most importantly, Bush says having an escape plan could mean the difference between life or death. I'm Tico Fox.
And LSU's beleaguered defense forced a couple of turnovers. Quarterback Jaden Daniels willed the Tigers to a 49-39 victory over Missouri to keep the Bayou Bengals alive for the SEC West Championships. Daniels injured his ribs in the fourth quarter but ended up throwing for 259 yards and three touchdowns, rushed for a touchdown, and Coach Brian Kelly says it was an unbelievable performance.
Jaden Daniels is just a warrior. I mean, he's tough, he's physical, he's smart, he's skilled. I don't know, I can't use enough superlatives about him individually.
This is KEDM Public Radio.